So the big question is this: how can fitness entrepreneurs like us who are building our own brand, our own wealth, and our own legacies, how do we run a streamlined business that doesn't need us there 24/7 and yet still double or more the number of sales we're making without additional market spend? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Trevor Bucherri. I'm an entrepreneur, multi-7-figure gym owner, business coach, speaker, husband, and father. And welcome to Gym Profit Rocket. Let's do this. What's up, gym owners? Trevor Bucherri here, Laura Bucherri here, and welcome to Gym Profit Rocket Podcast. Pumped to have you here. It's a late night, slam back some coffee, and we're going to be talking today about having difficult conversations.
Yeah.
And this is something that, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, is just going to happen. We have to own the fact that if we're not willing to have these, well, we might want to think about a different career at the end of the day.
I agree.
And, you know, when I first started this, you know, I think I'm actually going to start off with a statement, you know, is that not having difficult conversations in many cases, and I'll share one later, really with my brother, was actually causing what I feared would happen if I had the difficult conversation. It was causing that to happen. By not having those conversations and not actually going right in and having those, I was thinking, oh man, if I have these conversations, that you know, the worst thing is going to happen. By not having the conversations, the worst thing was happening.
Right.
You know? You know, and then, so here's the thing, though. It's just like anything else. It's a skill. It's a skill that is acquired over time by putting in effort, by studying, by learning, by messing up. And that really leads me to a story about kind of when I really realized that I needed to do a lot of work. And I was talking to a woman named Kelly. And to kind of roll the story back a little bit, what had happened was I had a couple of my team members come to me and say, hey, you know, this woman, you know, spoke to us and she was very, very rude to us. And that just got me heated, you know, and I was like, oh, give me the number, you know what I mean? And I was kind of all cocky, whatever it may be. But I called her up. And I kind of just started going after her, you know, and said, you know, don't talk to my girls that way, so on and so forth. And the statement, it was a very short conversation, because the statement that she basically hit me with was, you have absolutely no people skills. And she hung up on me.
Did you mention it was a client?
It was not actually a client.
Oh,
it was actually a person who was, we were trying to bring on as a client.
Oh,
you know, and so she could have been a client, and
right.
She would have been a client probably.
Right.
But I completely blew it. I completely blew it. And I remember actually coming up and talking to you about it. And I was honestly really thrown off by it, because, you know, her words really, really stuck with me. And I was like, man, like she was right. She was right. You know, and I knew it right when she said
it. She kind of gave you a gift.
Well, it was 100% a gift.
Yeah.
It was 100% a gift. And but I knew she was right away.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those things that I'm like, yeah. And then
she said,
yeah. Yeah. Well, it was as soon as she, you know, said that to me, I let her hang up, and I kind of just like sat there. You know, I was kind of just like, oh, damn.
Mulling it over.
Yeah. She's right. And I kind of got like all hot and sweaty, and I was like, oh my God, like. Yeah, I don't, you know, but yeah, well, it was a gift, you know, and right then I realized, I was like, okay, I need to do some work here. So actually, literally, I enlisted in Dale Carnegie's communication, the Art of Communication course, I think like that week. I enrolled in it. I don't think it started that week, but I enrolled in it right away, and I started taking some action, and I started reading How to Win Friends and Influence People, and really just started working on my communication with people. And it came down to managing my emotions, you know, in a lot of senses. It's like when you get into these heated conversations, emotions just fly. I mean, think about like any type of conflict you've ever had with a friend or a parent or, you know, and so these are like, you know, proximal, you know, people. But then think about, you know, an argument that maybe you had with someone who was like an acquaintance or someone that you didn't really know that much. I mean, talk about your thoughts on how difficult is it to actually hold yourself together and keep poised?
Well, you're asking me, who's like horrible at conflict, but
she's,
I guess,
not.
A lot of times I avoid those situations, and I know I shouldn't. I need to work on facing that head on. That's why you're my guru. It's hard though, because you have all these things you want to say and all these emotions, and how do you not like convey that when you're talking to the person? Like, you want them to know you're upset, but how do you keep it in check so you're not like going overboard or being too aggressive, or even the opposite, like not being aggressive enough to where you're not showing them how upset you are and they're not actually getting the full picture of why you're having that conversation.
Yeah. And that's the key. I mean, like, so that's the art, you know, that's the acquired art.
Yeah, it is an art.
And I'm by far not saying that I've got it down by any means. You know, it's been a lot of failures and then many successes too along the way. But what I do know is it's not what you say, it's how you say it. You know what I mean? And you can still get your point across and really let someone know your convictions by really holding it together. Mm-hmm. And I actually have a thing that I say every morning. I do a gratitude exercise every single morning. And one of them is that I think the question is, it's like, how can you be better for people? And my answer always is it's to be honest and empathetic. You know, because I've had a trouble with, you know, social situations in terms of like going in and actually like speaking the truth as opposed to being like passive and stuff like that. I mean, that was, you know, years ago. It's definitely improved and improved and improved over the years. Mm-hmm. But it's be honest and empathetic mm-hmm. and deliver that honesty in a calm, clear, caring and concise way. Like the four C's is kind of just how I say it, you know, over and over again. So I realize it's like, okay, stay calm, but be clear. And be concise, but also show caring, because that's that empathetic, you know, standpoint. And again, it goes back to the human relation principle of every single person wants to be loved and appreciated for who they are. So it's a matter of, even if someone disrespects me, I'm not going to disrespect them, but I'm going to tell them exactly what's on my mind and exactly what the statement is. And if they disrespected someone, you know, you say close to me or in my business or my family or my friend, I will let them know that, but I'll do it in a respectful way, you know.
That's and that's be really difficult.
It's hard.
Because if you have an employee who's, you know, going around kind of running their mouth in your business and you're really upset about it, how do you show caring and compassion to that person when you're facing them head on in a phone conversation?
Yeah. So say you're saying with like an employee who's potentially like causing a tiff in your business. I mean, and this is great because this happens all the time. And it really comes down to, what are we here for? You know, we're here to serve the clients. We're here out of servitude. And what is your representation doing for their experience? You know, it's like if you're running around and you're being unprofessional or whatever it may be, you're frustrating our entire means as a company, our entire mission, you know, and it's basically affecting every other person in this particular company. And by you say, you know, running abrupt or basically just, you know, being disrespectful or whatever the situation is, you're directly impacting not only every single person, you know, who's really just given their heart and soul to this company, but also their families that they're trying to support as well. And I really just bring it down to that level for them and being like, it's unacceptable. And if it were anyone else, you know, doing this situation, I'd be having the exact same conversation because it would be impacting you and your family the exact same way. So I really bring it down to, I try to bring it down to their values in terms of like, it's not about you. It's not all about me. It's about our entire team, our entire family, and then our mission of what we're trying to do.
So you make them see the bigger picture.
The bigger picture. Always. So as opposed to nitpicking on that one little thing that they were doing.
Right.
You know, it's because, you know, by exemplifying the bigger picture like that, we're really showing them that any type of behavior like this, any type of lack of professionalism or conflict or anything like that is doing the same exact thing that we're talking about now, whatever it is.
So that's the key, basically, is you take your own emotions almost out of it and you're kind of turning it back around and showing them how they're affecting everybody else.
Exactly.
By acting the way they're acting.
Exactly. Exactly.
But by doing that, you're still able to get your point across, but take the anger emotion out of it.
Right. You know, and it's actually almost like not being as particular about the individual situation enables them to actually figure it out on their own. You know what I mean?
So not being petty is kind of what you're saying.
Right. And it also comes down to like, no one wants to be told what to do. You know, if someone's told what to do, they feel like they're being controlled and then they usually bite back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So when we're able to actually say, you know, lead a horse to water, you know, so to speak, we're basically setting them up to be able to just cognitively think about like, okay, and that is impacting everyone else. Okay. Yeah. But then I'll also say, and if it were anyone else, I'd be having this exact same conversation because it would be affecting you and your family. And I care about you and your family, and I would not let that happen to you. So it like kind of lets them be like, you know, he's not letting that happen to the other people's families as well. You know what I mean?
So you're actually like teaching them Like, you're making it like a teachable moment.
I mean, that's the attempt, like, you know.
Pretty brilliant, I think.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, like, these same lessons have been brought to me as well, mm-hmm. you know, as I was messing up and I was growing, you know, in my own personal development as well.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they probably will again, you know, because these are situations, you know, it's like there's professional and then there's all other areas of your life. There's the spiritual, yeah. there's the personal development, there's finance, there's, you know, all these different areas, family, mm-hmm. you know, and it's almost like the same exact subject matter can be brought to that particular area. It just seems that I've put a lot of time into the professional area as well. So that's what's really worked for me. But then there's the whole thing of like, well, what about the apprehension of doing it, right? Like, having these conversations, yeah. it's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You know, it's like, oh, and we just harp over it and we obsess mm-hmm. over it and we think about it. And, and it basically just ruins us, right? You know, yeah. in a sense. And that's really how I was. But now, it's again, you know, and I actually have it on my vision board right over there. And it's going right after those social situations. It's I will have difficult conversations and I will have them quick. I mean, that's one of my things that I'm saying to myself all the time. Affirmation, that's the word I was looking for, that I say all the time. It's like, go after the difficult conversations and have them quick. You know, and again, it's but do it in a calm, clear, caring, and concise way. You know, and also, you know, deliver it with empathy, you know, and, mm-hmm. and that's a really big deal. There's a great book by Mel Robbins called The 5-4-3-2-1 Rule. And that is really something that I use in a lot of cases, not just in a situation like this, but if it's like, oh, I don't want to do this, 5-4-3-2-1, go, you know, and it's basically just that whole interruption, you know, complex of what she taught to how to actually get your thinking brain out of your way. You know, because we overthink things. Yeah, exactly. And we worry. And then we start to construct, you know, the worst that can happen and so on and so forth. And what she's doing is she's actually, you know, by the 5-4-3-2-1 rule, by starting to count down in your head that way, you're actually interrupting the thinking brain and almost kind of turning it off. And you're programming yourself to actually realize what comes after 5-4-3-2-1. In your head when you hear that
go.
It's like go or blast yeah, off or yeah. you know all that type of yeah. stuff. So it's literally you're training yourself like 5-4-3-2-1 go, and so what happens is your cognitive brain pauses for a second and you're like, it's like distracted, it's like what's going mm-hmm. on, and then on you know 5-4-3-2-1 you go right after that, and then physiologically your body starts to move and starts to do whatever you know you're apprehensive about, and then your cognitive turns back on and says, oh, I guess we're moving, and it just follows along. You know, so it's almost like you've distracted and then overcome, and now your brain is just like goes along with it. It's really interesting, and that's what her book's about. And it's such like a simplistic principle, but it's helped me just to get over it and go very, very quickly in a lot of things.
So how do you, if you're really nervous about having a certain conversation, how do you come across with confidence when you're feeling anxious and? Or say somebody catches yeah. you off guard with something they say on the phone or even face to face. How do you come off looking confident and with a confident air about you?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm sure I always don't. You know what I mean? I mean you know, because sometimes yeah. when you get caught off guard, you know, it's difficult to put yourself together. But, you know, honestly, what I do, to tell you the truth, is if I get caught off guard like that, I will pause. I'll pause, you know, regardless of that's how awkward advice. The silence is. It's like, okay. Let me just like think about this and I'll kind of like nod, you know, kind of just like, and I'll kind of either look down or up and, you know, just to kind of let the other person socially recognize I'm thinking about this and I'm pondering this situation. You know what I mean? As opposed to just coming out, you know,
yeah.
and especially if you get hit hard with something, you know, and yeah. it's like, you're better off say causing an awkward silence for 10 seconds, mm-hmm. even if that's how long it's going to take you to think it over, as opposed to just lashing out. And all of a sudden you say something and you're like, oh man, you know what I mean?
Or you're stuttering.
Yeah.
You're saying
yeah.
the ums and the buts.
Exactly. Yeah. The ums and the buts, you know? So it's really take the time to think about it. And then it also really comes down to just the inherent principles that we have, you know, it's like the moral scope and the moral standard that you have. I'm convinced that as long as you're following those and you're doing right by people, whatever comes out, you can organically come out with it. You know what okay. I mean? Because if you feel like it's a really a disservice to the clients, you know, or it's really a disservice to our team member, it kind of can't really go further than that. You know what I mean? If someone yeah. is, you know, being insubordinate or whatever it may be, or there's a conflict, you know, in any area of our lives, you know, mm-hmm. it's a matter of, well, where's the violation in your head? You know, is it, it's basically going against my values in some way, shape, or form. And maybe it's going against someone else's values as well, in terms of like, you offended me, you know, and or this person offended me, you know. It's so it goes back to that front. So in terms of how I handle it, I'm always really keeping it in regard, like, okay, am I doing right? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And if I'm not doing right, I will admit it. You know, I'm at the point right now in my life where it's just like, you know what? There's nothing wrong with being wrong, but there's something wrong with being wrong and knowing that you messed up and offended someone and not manning up to it. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, sack up.
Ownership.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just sack up. Because the reality is that every single person's values are just as important as ours. You know, it's basically saying, you know, by someone saying that I offended them, and then me saying, you know, just saying, oh, yeah, well, and then going back at them,
yeah,
I'm basically just completely disrespecting them even further, because they're giving me the opportunity to say, oh, I did? Oh, I that's not my intention whatsoever. Because by me just continuing to go at them, what I'm saying to them is that, oh, yeah, well, what I think is more important than what you think.
And you're opening it up for escalation.
100%.
Like, you could be going like this instead of staying level.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. And that really comes down to, you know, the importance of how do you approach these situations while getting your point across and managing your emotions.
Right.
That is mileage. That is mileage.
Absolutely. You know, that was amazing advice.
Well, it's more just like that's the continued journey. You know what I mean? Because it's like, man, it's interesting. You get over a barrier and you handle something that was of high conflict, and you're like, oh, wow, you know? And it basically, you know, logic says that next time that that situation happens, you're ready for it and you can handle it with the same poise.
Right.
And you may just do that. But what about the next situation that's even hotter? You know, maybe you lose it that time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then next time you're like, oh, man, what did I learn from that? I think that's such a huge situation, is like taking these failures, mm-hmm, you know, as opportunities to learn and grow, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is, as opposed to just being frustrated about it. It's like, it was what it was. You know what? I lost the battle that day, but I'm not going to win the war. At the end of the day, I know I'm going to have another opportunity like that. And here's how I'm going to handle it next time. And again, when that situation happens for me in particular, I may pause in one of those situations. I'm like, oh, here it is again. Here's that one that's even one up, that this is level up higher than I'm used to dealing with. I'm going to handle it differently than I did last time, because I realized, like when I was talking with Kelly on the phone, I realized that next time that happens, I'm going to listen, because at the end of the day, people want to be understood.
Yeah.
People want to be understood, you know, and if we're saying, you know, I understand how you feel, but, you know, or I understand how you feel.
Yeah.
However, you know, so there's a big difference between truly showing someone that you understand and not, you know.
You contradict yourself.
You
say
completely
that.
Do, because anything you say before "but" or "however" just goes away as soon as you say "but" or "however."
Yeah, that's so
you know,
true.
It's like, I completely understand what you mean, but I feel this.
And
they're like, you know. Then it's just like, you know, as opposed to saying like, you know what, I completely understand what you mean by the situation. When I was looking at the situation, I was really analyzing these facts. And it made me feel this, and it made me think this, and that's why I responded that way.
Exactly.
You know, so it's by saying it that way, you're saying, hey, I understand exactly where you're coming from. This is how I analyzed it, and it made me, you know, think a particular way, and that's why I responded this way. So then it actually gives them the opportunity, because they say, oh, he understood where I was at. Now I'm going to actually, since he didn't shut me down and say, but however, or argue with me, now I'm going to be more empathetic to him and to his response. And potentially you can come together and have that meeting,
the
so to speak.
Manner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And you've come a really long way.
Even with our arguments.
Yeah.
I mean, really, truly.
Yeah.
Truly. Thank you, personal development, right?
Definitely. And 'cause I feel like you have tough conversations sometimes three in a day. And not every single day,
yep,
but with where you're at with the business and stuff, I mean, you're having those conversations all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just so I can come back to it too, something I mentioned, you know, earlier on in the podcast here was, you know, about, you know, not having those conversations, because I thought my fear was going to come true if I had the conversation, but by not having it, the fear actually came true. And that was, you know, with my brother, when, because we're in business together as well. And he works in the company with me. And, you know, by not actually having conversations and me being more passive and kind of letting things go, things that were upsetting me, and probably things that were upsetting him as well, and not actually having that conversation, we really got to a point where we were butting heads. And the fear did come true of like, oh, if I have this conversation, then it's going to actually lessen our relationship and it's going to hinder our relationship. Yeah. But by not having that conversation, it did hinder our relationship. We finally did have that conversation and we've been able to 100% mend. But that was a huge takeaway for me. I was like, wow, that was like the fantasy of like, oh, by not having the conflicting situation, the rough social situation, everything's going to be okay. But it's not.
Avoidance is not the key to... what you want.
Exactly. So it's developing the skill set by basically going in and messing up, you know, and then continuing to analyze and putting a different spin and attempting it again and attempting it again, but also doing the studying and doing the self-development and actually being willing to admit I was wrong. I suck at this. I'm weak at this, wherever it is. And I'm a huge advocate for, you know, work on your strengths, you know, like forget your weaknesses, delegate your weaknesses. At the same time, social and communication is something that I truly feel that if we're lacking in it, we really need to increase that because business is social. Life is social at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
So, hey, that's what we've got for you today. Having difficult conversations. Hope you got a ton out of this today. I know it was great to talk about and it was cool to bring out those situations. So thank you. And thank you guys for watching so much. Have an incredible rest of your day. Take care. For more awesome content and big announcements, connect with me on social media at Trevor Buccieri, and be sure to check out gymfollowupsecrets.com where you can get your free download of my 23 missed money-making opportunities for gyms. Again, that's gymfollowupsecrets.com. Have the best day today and get after it.